From God's Word, we're teaching the book of Acts from the Greek text, Greek reading and research, Greek reading and research by induction, the painless way to learn Greek and to learn some deep things from God's Word. I teach Greek reading and research by induction, and it's a more painless way to learn the language of the Bible. There are some pretty good translations out. The Amplified Bible is an explained translation, which I use a lot. And it's what we usually read after I finish reading the Greek. We're going to talk about today, God deals with our enemies. God deals with our enemies. Now, in the first part of the 12th chapter of the book of Acts, what happened? James was killed. Peter was arrested and put in prison. Herod was a great friend of the Jews. Of course, he's the king of the Jews. He was actually the last person to have the royal title of king of the Jews. He was over Judea. And he's having trouble with Tyre and Sidon. And that comes out in this lesson that we have here. Tyre and Sidon depended upon Judea for food and for money and wealth. Now let's go back here into verse number 20 in the 12th chapter and see what's going on here. Ein de thymaxon tyrios kai tereson pros auton kai Pesantes, blaston, ton, epi, tu, katonos. Tu, basileus, erternto, uranane, dia, to, tre, feste, auton, tain, koron, apotes, basilicus. Now all this said this. And kept on being heatedly, furiously angry, the Tyronians and the Sidonians, the Tyre and Sidon. With the same mind, and they kept on trying to persuade Herod, having persuaded Blastos, the one over the bedchamber, the king, they kept on questioning for peace, because to be fed of them, the country, from the royal kingdom. Now, they sent a spy in by the name of Blastus, and he tried to bribe for bribery, and this is, you know, bribery is something that just goes on all the time, isn't it? We have bribery in the Senate and the House of Representatives in the United States. We have all of these campaigners for different companies up there all the time handing out bribes. Constantly handing out bribes. We have bribery to governors. We have bribery to doctors. We have bribery to insurance companies, justices, courts, lawyers, name it. Bribery is all over. It is one of the sins of Adam. Now, Herod was a very proud man, and he was trying to please the Jews by killing the early church, by killing the leaders in the early churches. Now, the book of Acts is the Acts of the churches and how the apostles went among the churches and how the different leaders had gone. We talked about John Mark earlier. John Mark, his mother fed the disciples many, many times. John Mark was Barnabas' cousin, and he went on journeys with them. And the church is in hiding in many ways because of what's going on with Herod. Now, God's going to deal with Herod in his own way. Now, the Sidonians, they're trying to please Herod. They're trying to bribe him with flattery. They're trying to do whatever they can so they can feed their people. And they kept on suing him for peace. Verse number 21. Cocte de hemera ho herodes. En dis omnos. Etheta basilike kai kathisos epi tu bematos. Edema geroi pros autus. And on an appointed day, the Herod, having been clothed in royal clothing, and having sat upon his judgment seat, he kept on making a public speech toward the people of Tyre and Sidon. Now, if you go back historically, the Bible agrees with history. You go back, there are different, I don't have all of them here. I have a new library I'm building here now, so I'll have all my books at my fingertips pretty soon, right there. The bookcases are 14 feet long and 9 feet high. I can't grab the book of Josephus right now, but if I could, I'd read it straight directly from Josephus, what Josephus said about this very account, this historical account. Josephus said that Herod had a very beautiful suit of clothes made out of silver. Out of silver. They were almost made out of pure silver, and they shone like a mirror. Now, Herod went out early in the morning here on this festival day in this beautiful, brilliant set of clothes. And when the sun came up and hit him, it was just bright, shining like a star or the moon or something. He was just glittering with brilliance. And that's just where we are now. Hode demos epi phone theo phone kai uk anthropo. Now the people of Tyre and Sidon that are represented here, and it says, and the mob, they kept on crying out. And that word epi phone, it means they cried out as loud as they could scream with their voices. That word epi on the front of that, epi phone. Phone is where we get our word sound from, phonograph and all of that. Phonics. They're crying out, and they kept on in the imperfect tense, crying out, the voice of a God, not of a man. The voice of a God and not of a man. Now, you have to go back historically again, because the Bible will say something sometimes, but it won't go into great depth about it. But some times in history, there's more recorded down than what was in the Bible, and this is where we go now. There are several accounts of this historically, but Josephus is one of them. Now, Josephus said that Herod came out in this brilliant, shining clothing, and that when they started crying, the voice of a God and not of a man, that he didn't tell them, you know, I'm not really a God. I'm just a man, just like you and me. He was just absolutely just thrilled. They were flattering him. And he was thrilled by them calling him the voice of a God. But something happened all of a sudden. He looked up. And on a rope above where he was sitting, there was an owl up there. Now, owls have always been a token of something. Usually of demise, tragedy. I wrote a story one time when the owl calls your name. The American Indian culture believed that when the owl calls your name, you're going to go be with God. You're going to go be with the Wakantanka. My great-great-great-grandfather, when my great-great-great-grandmother was dying, there was a owl hooting outside of her bedroom window, and he went in the house and got a shotgun and shot it. He thought that if he could shut the owl up, his mother wouldn't die, because the owl was calling her name. Herod had been in prison one time, and he was released, but right before he was released, he saw an owl hooting, and he took it as an omen, a good omen. But when he saw the owl again, when he was speaking, and these people calling out the voice of God and not of a man, he looked up there and Josephus said he turned around in fear. Because he knew the second time he saw the owl that was meant something different. And Herod began to apologize and tell the people that he was not a god, that he was mortal just like them, and that at this very moment that he believed that the gods were calling him to go on the road of death. And immediately he began to have stomach pains and chest pains. And his stomach and chest were just killing him. Now, one of the most humiliating things in history is for people to die of worms. The Bible says here that Herod, the worms began to eat at him. You can contract worms, tapeworms, roundworms, all kinds of worms. Sometimes people have had tapeworms. They say some tapeworms that have been expelled were 20 and 30 feet long, living off of that living organism. They have taken people done autopsies on them, and they wondered why in the world they were wasting away, and they'd have a 20 or 30 foot tapeworm in them. Now, I don't know what kind of worms that were eating Herod, but you can get worms from many things. And the mob, they kept on crying out, the voice of a god and not of a man. In the beginning of the 12th chapter of the book of Acts, we have Herod in total control, trying to decimate the church to please the Jews, because the Jews hated the churches. Now, instead of accepting their Messiah, they murdered him. The Apostle Paul was going from church to church, actually from synagogue to synagogue, preaching Jesus Christ, him crucified and resurrected, and they wanted to kill him, didn't they? Peter was doing the same thing, and they wanted to kill Peter. There was a contract out on Jesus for at least the last year of his life, and a contract out on Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Instead of believing, they did not want to believe. Instead of believing, they hated God. They chose murder instead of repentance. Verse number 23 now. Parakrama de epatoxin, auton angelos curio anth on uk idoken tain doxa tuthiu kai genomenos skole ro brahmatos exepsepsin. Now, in the first part of the book of the 12th chapter of Acts, we have Herod throwing Peter in jail and killing James. He's going to take Peter out and publicly humiliating and probably crucify him or some way murder him. And he was so angry when the soldiers let Peter escape that he killed him. He had them all executed. Peter escapes by the hand of an angel, didn't he? The angel of the Lord went and the chains, the handcuffs and the leg irons fell off of him, and he walked out, and he was chained to one soldier on one side and one soldier on the other side. And he walked out through all the doors of the prison area. And every one of them had a guard, and yet he just walked straight out of there with his angel. Now the same angel, probably, that rescued Peter is going to strike Herod. And at once, paroxysma, apotoxe, he struck him, the angel of the Lord. On which account not he gave the glory to God. and having become worm-eaten, skole ko brotos. Now you can read this in Josephus 19 and 8 and 2 and 343 through 361 if you want to go read the account of this. Josephus, this really happened. And he breathed out and he died. He died. 44 A.D. He had reigned over Judea from 41 to 44 A.D. Verse number 24, 25 that is. Hode logos tu theou exonem kai epi theto theneto. And the word of God, it kept on growing. And it kept on being caused to increase. It kept on growing. Look at that. Now I can go out here in this country. We are plagued with Russian thistle here. We don't have foxtails. We don't have goat heads. We have other things. Other type of weeds here. We don't have sand burrs or anything like that, thankfully. And I don't want to get them transplanted up here from the farm down there. We got more weeds down there than Carter's got little liver pills. Now, it says it kept on growing. Out here, we've cleaned up all the tumbleweeds off the place, and every time it rains or even thinks about it, it's going to rain, poof, they come back up again. Growing, 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 growing. That's the word here. Growing, the word of God kept on growing like weeds, just filling the whole area. And it kept on being caused to increase. The word of God. The word of God. Herod had done everything that he could to stop the preaching of the word of God. And now God stops Herod. Herod was in control in 12 and 1, and now God is in control in 12 and 24 and 25 of the same chapter. And this really happened in history, people. Barnabas de Kai Sauls epistrepson eis Jerusalem plero santes tain diaconion sim para labontes oanen ton epi clethenete marcon. And Barnabas, moreover Barnabas and Saul, they did an about face, they returned epistrepson unto Jerusalem. Having completed the ministration and having taken John, the one being called Mark, with him. Now John Mark, his mother was Mary. Now this is not Mary, the mother of Jesus. There were lots of Marys in those days. Mary, Maria, or Mara. It means bitter. It is a very common name back in those period of time. Joseph, Mary, James, Jacob, all of these names were extremely popular. John, very popular names. If you go through historical cycles, you'll find out in history that everybody would be called, or many people would be called James. Many people would be called John. Many people would be called Nathan or Nathaniel. Down through different periods of time, there were common names. And at this period of time, John and Mark were both common names. Mary was a common name of all the people. Mary here was a person that fed the disciples and fed the Apostle Paul and Barnabas. Now Barnabas is a relative of Mary. John Mark is Barnabas' cousin. Now you're going to find out that John Mark and Barnabas, they like each other a lot, and Barnabas takes John Mark under his wing, and one time John Mark even deserted on the mission field and went back to Jerusalem, and Paul got so mad, and he denounced him. He did not want him to go back on a missionary trip with him when Barnabas was going. Barnabas and Saul, or Barnabas and Paul, were missionaries together. They were workers together. But Paul stood against Barnabas at one time because he wanted to take John Mark with him again. Barnabas forgave his cousin for slipping out and going back home because the going got tough. But he thought about giving him a second chance. And God is the God of the second chance, isn't he? Always. Isn't he? He always gives us a second chance. Marilyn, you ought to know that really well. Marilyn was growing older and on her bed one time. Am I telling the truth? Mm-hmm. Say it loud. Am I telling the truth about this?
Yeah.
Okay. She was laying on her bed and began to call upon God. She said, if you're ever going to do anything for me, you better get with it right now because I'm getting old. If I were ever going to have a husband or try to raise children or anything, she was beyond having a child. But God sent a little girl in her life, Dakota. He began to watch Dakota for me when she was sick. I couldn't take her to church with me. And one day she asked me if she could kiss me a little bit. And she did. And then a few days later she decided that she wanted to be engaged to me. And in the meantime, Dakota comes up to me and she said, Dada, can I call Marilyn Mama? I want a mama, Dad. I want a mama, Dada. Well, you know what happened after that. That was about 22, 33 years ago. Dakota's an old woman now. You did have a girl, didn't you? You did get to raise a little girl. And you had a husband. And what did you ask for in a husband? You wanted to have an Indian for a husband, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You liked Indians. You wanted a cowboy. And what else did you want? You wanted to learn more about the Bible and about God.
Yes.
Did you get all of that?
I got 100%.
Every bit of it. More than you can chew, swallow, and digest, I think. She has been my supporter for the last 22 years. Supporter over 20, almost 23 years now. She has supported me, stood behind me in every way. She loves to hear God's word. And she asked me questions in between the classes all the time. What about this? What about that? Sometimes she doesn't want to ask a question in the class, but I encourage her to do that. Barnabas and Saul, they returned to Jerusalem having completed their ministry, their missionary journey, having taken John, the one called Mark, with them. All of us have a journey to make. God has allowed me to preach for about 50 years now, maybe a little longer, a little over 50 years. And he installed in my heart the love of the Word of God from the original languages. And I tried to emphasize that. A deep theology appeared beside me. There are systematic theology and some of my books that I've written. We'll have them all here maybe in a few weeks when I get this library finished. So I'll have my resources at my fingertips as I'm teaching. I can just reach over and grab them. Just reach over here and grab about the life of Muhammad or another Bible or whatever. The resources that I had. God has been gracious to us. God has a job for you to do. I don't know where you are. I know people from prison listen to these messages. They may be behind walls, but the Word of God is not imprisoned. People in Islamic countries that can't even name the name or publicly talk about Jesus can hear the Word of God. I've said this story before, but nearly 30 years ago, about 25 years ago, I guess it was. The missionaries were going to China a lot. And some of the group that went there, they had heard me preach and teach. And they said, you never run out of soaps. You always have something to say. Well, because I preach from the Bible a lot. That's it. The Bible's endless. You preach from the Bible, you got it made. They asked me if I'd go to China with them and preach for 24 hours underground. They'd fly me over there, secret me in unto the underground churches, and I would get up here and I'd preach for a whole day. One whole day. Now, I did that one time at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. I preached in January, on the New Year's Eve, I preached from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. the next day. 24 hours. Yeah. Preached all night. A whole day. And I preached the scarlet thread to the Bible, where the work of Christ and the person of Christ is preached all the way from Genesis through Revelation. It's easy. Just standing up there and doing it was a little bit rough. They wanted me to preach for 24 hours if I could, or however, because the people over there in China are so hungry for the Word of God that they don't want to rest or eat or anything but hear the Word of God. Now that's hunger. That's real hunger. If you're in a place in this world, throughout the United States, anywhere where you can hear the Word of God freely and without jeopardy to your life, you're very, very fortunate. But God has a job for you, like He did with Paul and Barnabas. And God deals with our enemies, the obstacles. I guarantee you what, discovertheword.com has had a lot of obstacles. But we're incorporated. We have an employer identification number, 82511477, and that was not easy to get. Probably $10,000 worth of lawyers and everything else to get this thing going so we could be a nonprofit. It was difficult, and we had a lot of blockage, block here and block there, but God brought us through it always. Maybe you don't preach, maybe you don't. You can't even publicly announce Christ, but you can give and you can pray. We need your prayers all the time. And we need money to keep this place going, because guess who's supporting it all? Almost nearly every bit of it comes from me. And it's for you. It's free for you all over the world, but it's not free to put it out. I ask for your help to do that if you can't do the other things. And thank you for those that help support, even if it's $3 or $4 a month. The Callan brothers always send $3 to $7 a month every Sunday. It's going to be up there on PayPal. This is absolutely regular as the clock. Whatever God has for you in your life, follow Him. Follow His little tugs and leadership. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, ask Him to save your soul. Repent of your sins and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ came and died for you and rose from the dead. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out that it might glorify You and honor You in every way. Father, thank You for the moment. Thank You for what we've done here in our auditorium and our multi-purpose room. Thank You for all the blessings You give us. And thank You for the health to do that. And even where I almost shot a nail to my hand today, that You took care of that too. Father, thank You for all the blessings You give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.